This book here, I mean, I urge everyone to keep this book handy in the glove box, in the house, you know, anywhere, because the most unlikely things are liable to happen, and you need something like this by your side. It's called The Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook. One of the authors is on here. This is David Borgenicht. Hi, David.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
This book, what got in the book, what didn't get in the book? I mean, you obviously had to think of some of the most unbelievable situations to throw into this book.
Yeah, well, basically, what, you know, we're just two paranoid journalists, but we wanted to really take a look at the kinds of scenarios that take place in the movies on TV, you know, the stuff that MacGyver and Indiana Jones and Arnold do.
Mannix.
Jumping from a car. I like that. Mannix did it all the time, having to jump from a car.
Exactly. You know, Hawaii 5-0, the A-Team, they all did it. And so we just wanted to know how they did it. So it was basically anything that was, you know, almost, you know, 99% never likely to happen to you.
But might.
But might. You never know what's around the corner.
Now, the instructions that are in this book, it's done just like a manual, step by step on what to do when you're in this situation. You contacted experts in these fields?
Yeah, every scenario, there are about 40 of them in the book. You know,
I said 100.
Yeah. Well,
you owe me,
you know,
$10.
We'll make it a lot more. You know, we spoke to experts in every different instance. So whether it was a pilot, a flight instructor, a skydiver, a stunt person, a survival instructor, a locksmith, a demolition derby driver, bullfighter, whoever it was,
sure,
that knew about it.
Now, that was one of the interesting ones. And, you know, you think of a situation, and again, you've seen it on cop shows or something. You're in a small single-engine plane, and the pilot dies.
That's right. He ate the fish.
And you actually go through step-by-step. Can somebody literally land a plane by following this book?
Well, I mean, in theory, I think the answer is yes. The you know, the information is directly from a flight instructor. It's been basically reproduced in other magazines and manuals in the same way. You know, they do suggest that first thing you should do after you get the pilot out of the cockpit is
remove the corpse.
Yeah, that's one of the steps. That's one of the steps in the book. Step number one: remove the pilot.
Right. Well, just make sure you don't want to sit on him. And then you know, then the next thing is call for help. So you know, the premise is that you're going to have guidance for the whole thing from the tower, from, you know, somebody who's reached on the radio.
Right.
But yeah, you could do it. It's legitimately how it would be done. We've had other pilots take a look at the steps, and they said, yeah, it's basically how you do it. I mean, it certainly isn't the simplest thing to do, but, you know, we've got it all written out for you.
Let's, I mean, one of the big things down here, of course, swimming. If you're swimming in a swamp and an alligator, you got how to survive an alligator attack.
Yeah, well,
let's take it step by step through this thing. I guess one of the key things.
First of all, don't swim in the swamp.
Don't swim in the swamp. Yeah, but one of the key things, you got to stop that alligator from rolling.
Right. They'll shake. If they shake and roll, you know, forget it. You know, if you can try to calm it in some way, cover.
How do you calm an alligator?
How do you calm? This sounds like a bad joke, but
cuddle.
Well, they say actually, if you cover the alligator's eyes. If you are able to do this, this is what the alligator wrestlers do when they get on the alligator's back. You know, they put pressure on the neck and cover its eyes, and it does make it more sedate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then, but if it does get a limb, if it does get a hold of you, what they say is that you should punch it or tap it in the snout, because apparently alligators often open their mouths and drop whatever it is they've taken a hold of if you punch them back.
And you got to realize that if you got a leg in an alligator's mouth, you're going to be panicking a little bit. A lot of these instructions, you have to keep a clear head to say, okay, cover the alligator's eyes, punch him in the snout.
Staying calm is often the key to survival. Yes, this is what we've learned from most of the experts. You know, you'll see in the book a lot of the things start with, number one, do not panic.
Yeah. It's just like I was telling you yesterday. Stan's afraid of pit bulls. I told him the main thing he's got to get over is, okay, get over the fact you're going to get bit, and then it's very easy to take care of.
Right. Poke him in the eye.
Poke him in the eye.
Here's another one.
Any animal, you blind it, it'll distract it.
Here is one, if you like to hike, in a speed. They got them in Florida, too, and it's something that I heard before, but how to escape from, like a bear. Most people's instinct is, you see a bear, he squares off with you, run. That's one of the worst things you can do.
Yeah, you don't want to run. If you see a bear, what they tell you is that you should make your presence known, though. You should, talk loudly, clap, sing, whatever. Make it know that you're not an animal, that you're a human, whatever. But then, if in fact you are attacked, they tell you that you should lie still and quiet.
What, act like you're dead?
Yeah, essentially. Just stop fighting, curl up into a ball. There have been a lot of documented attacks that show that, black bears will stop attacking when you stop fighting.
And you don't want to
try that with a mountain lion, though.
No,
well, you got
no.
Something in there. You got to hold it. I think you even have how to escape from a mountain lion. Now,
right. Again,
that's another one. Don't run.
Right.
And you say try to make yourself bigger than you appear. Like open up your coat like Batman would or something.
Or a flasher.
Or a flasher.
Or a vampire.
Or a vampire. Yeah.
That's right. You want to make yourself look bigger. I mean, like most predators, mountain lions, sharks, whatever, they're less likely to attack if they don't think they have the advantage. So, if you can make yourself look bigger in some way.
But don't play
puff
dead.
Up your cheeks, whatever.
Don't play dead with them, though.
But don't play dead, right?
No.
And again, if you are attacked, though, they do say that you should fight back.
You should fight back. And like with the bear, like Haney said, and like it says in your book here, if a bear is still attacking even after you play dead, you got to go for the eyes.
Yeah, you definitely fight back. You do not let them rip you apart.
That's really
note
not
to
the,
self. Do that, not let bears rip me apart.
That's not the best strategy.
No. Right. And here's another.
And the same thing, you can't play dead with a boa constrictor either.
Right.
No. And other things, if you're in the inner city, Haney goes, takes the family, they get lost like the Griswolds and wind up in St. Louis somewhere. You got actually in here how to treat a bullet or knife wound. If you're in your car and somebody shoots you, how to treat a bullet or knife wound.
That's right. Well, the paramedics we spoke to told us that you do not pull out the impaled object, whether it's a bullet or a knife or a stick, whatever it is you've gotten inside you, because, if it is deep inside you, it could lodge in a vital organ or something, might cause more bleeding. And if it's in there, it's actually helping to reduce the bleeding more so than if you remove it.
And a couple of things in the book, you are quite honest. I mean, if you're going to probably die, you're going to probably die. Two things that I did notice, how to survive adrift at sea, and essentially if you're in cold water, you don't have a raft to stay in, you're in the water, you're wet, chances are you're going to die.
Yeah, if you don't have anything to keep you warm, it's going to be tough.
Do you have any tips on staying comfortable while you're waiting to die?
Yeah.
Humming.
I've
going
always
through
done.
Those millionaire questions. I don't know.
Always found that comforting.
And here's another one where you're blatantly honest. How to survive a snow avalanche. You start off by saying, struggled to stay on top of the snow by using freestyle swimming motion. However, now, if you are completely buried, you just pray to God somebody sees you go under, because other than that, you're going to die.
Yeah, it's pretty tough if somebody didn't see you, if you don't have an avalanche, probe or a beacon. But if somebody did see you, you can poke through the snow. You can try poking through the snow with a ski pole, or if you know which way is up, digging yourself out. But you aren't going to have a lot of time.
And it goes right through to the point in this book of how to deliver a baby in a taxi cab,
which actually is one of the easier scenarios that we researched.
Now, who's the expert? Did you find a taxi cab driver that's done it?
No, it was a doctor we spoke to, because actually, whether you're in a cab or in a hospital, the process is pretty much the same. You don't actually have to do a lot. You pretty much wait, and it basically delivers itself. You don't have to boil the water.
Right, just hang around and watch.
Just hang, pretty much. I mean, you do have to tie off the umbilical cord.
Right.
You don't cut it unless you're hours away from the hospital. And, but the likelihood of you're actually having to do this is pretty minimal, because even after the water breaks, we learned it isn't necessarily an indication that the baby's, coming out that second.
Can you get this book in bookstores, or do you have to order it?
You can get it in all the major bookstores. Should be in stock again. It was out for a couple of weeks, but it should be there. So look, and it's on online at Amazon and BNN.com.
All right, the worst case scenario, survival handbook.
I think if you do deliver a baby in a taxi cab, it automatically makes you a doctor.
And I think it means you got to tip the guy.
You got to tip the guy. David Borgenite, the worst case scenario survival handbook. Nice job on this.
Thank you so much.
Going to come out with a sequel to it with a bunch of new cases?
Well, we're looking for suggestions, so if you've got ideas.
Radiator burns.
Radiator burns.
Radiator burns.
And think about this, though, David. A kind of a common thing that could happen that you don't expect to happen. Because our guy went up there, went to go and check his oil, check, the washer fluid, and went to go and check the radiator fluid. And as soon as he turned the handle, that thing came up like a geyser on him.
It sounds like a job for those car talk guys.
Well, put it in the book, will you?
All right. We'll look into that and skinning your knee.
All right. Talk to you later, David.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon.
Once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
All right, all right, all right. Hey, let me tell you. Hey, it's an honor. All right, this is the Waterman's world. I won't identify the station. All right.
Oh, come on.
Oh, don't worry.
I haven't heard it, but
don't
it couldn't
worry.
Have been that bad.
Now.
18 years, Stan.
Wait a second. I am, let me go about this intelligently and methodically. I heard him last night, or Saturday night.
So he did show up.
Oh, he did. Appointment listening.
That's a big plus. That was really his major test, was to see if he showed up.
Appointment listening. I was in my living room, and of course I was getting countdowns from Zito. You know, 2 hours from train wreck. 2 hours from crash and burn.
I intentionally took myself out of it because I was told I am not to intervene, I am not to assist. And if I had turned that on and heard him struggling, it would have been very hard not to step in and try and right the ship.
Let me explain it, and then we'll hear.
So I completely, as per Zito's wishes, I removed myself.
And I commend you for that. Because the rumor was that you were going to help him. What happened is my girlfriend
helped
him.
What do you mean the rumor was? He asked me not to do it. Zito specifically asked me not to help him.
He went for a while without...
Should I have helped him?
No! And I got yelled at for helping him, but I didn't help him. Because we're both, my girlfriend and I are both listening, and she's texting away. Who are you texting? I texted Dave. What are you saying to him? Try identifying the station. What station you're on? All right.
Woo! Hell yeah.
I'll have little tidbits for you. Now, I gotta tell you the response, good and bad. First of all, a lot of people were listening.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the streaming numbers, people listening online. Brad Beasley showed me. Doubled.
Well, that's the same reason that people watch NASCAR races.
It's exactly
mixed
right.
Martial arts.
Doubled. Now.
You know, see if somebody gets their arm broken.
Mm-hmm.
Zito told me Facebook responses in the hundreds. Good and bad.
Mm.
I was...
Well, I would think in a situation like that, a lot of minds were made up before he did anything.
Yeah. Zito, livid. just livid, because...
Well, he showed up. What else did he want?
Well,
he livid, because he...
Hold on. Did he not show up, D-Train?
I don't want to step on Stan's story, so I'll give you my impressions after the whole thing's out.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I have enough time to cover it during this break.
I just heard an involuntary sound come out of you.
Brad Beasley, market manager, liked it because there's attention.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say it was a good show. He just, there was attention brought to his radio station. He liked it. How about your boy is what he said to me.
So that's a winner.
That's, a winner. He says, I like him. He's unpredictable.
Well, that's true.
It's on brand.
That's some pig.
He was, and I told Brad this, and we'll hear it later on, because I got the whole damn show. He can talk himself into a problem.
And for those of you that have no idea what we're talking about,
Dave had a show.
Dave the Waterman, who comes in on Fridays, had a dream come true.
Yeah.
Overnight sensation. After 18 years in the business,
yeah.
they allowed him to do his own show from 8 to midnight
Lord
Saturday. on K-Rock. So that's what we're talking about.
As Zito, one of the morning show hosts over at the B said it right. He said, because he didn't hear it, he was just listening to Zito gripe.
But they're following the story as well other radio
stations.
Yes, they
are. Everybody's following it. That's the talk of the hall. So he said, because when Zito was saying he didn't do this, he didn't do that, he didn't, because he didn't do a lot. The morning show guy over there said, 18 years, he's got to realize, you okay?
No.
You got to realize that if he's just coming in here on Friday, well, the responsibility is thrown to me or to you to make sure the information coming out is correct. He doesn't have to worry about it. But when he is doing a show in here by himself, he's responsible for what comes out of his mouth. And he said at one point, maybe we'll have the clip. He said, caller 9 right now gets a couple of pairs of tickets. And I'm like,
wait.
A couple of pairs of tickets is four tickets. He meant to say a pair of tickets. And I said to Brad, I said, you're going to get somebody saying, coming to the radio station, where are my four tickets? He said four tickets. And that's when the morning show guy over on the other side was saying, yeah, he is there by himself, and he's saying this stuff. He's responsible for what comes out of his mouth. And then if I have to hear another, all right, or another, woo! Let me tell you.
Or I'm stoked. He was stoked.
We were stoked. Everybody's stoked.
And that was the big secret of what's never been done before.
And that's what Zito said. Because I saw Rick, the production guy. Well,
because this was all started from Dave
from him throwing everybody under the
at a nightclub, accosting Zito,
yes,
and telling him that he had some genius radio idea that was bigger than Zito and Garrett, bigger than Stan and Haney,
the likes of nothing
that nobody has ever seen. Zito told me today before he left the studio, he said, I can pick up some guy off the street and give him a half hour on the air and just tell him what he needs to do. He'll do better than what supposedly 18 years has done for him. Other people said, hey, it's Dave. It's what you get. I thought I would listen to Dave on the radio. I got Dave on the radio. It's what I expected.
So he didn't fail. He showed up.
He succeeded. He showed up.
Because that's been throughout Dave's life. People that get to know Dave, they don't ask a lot. And generally where Dave will let you down is not that he's done a poor job or done something particularly wrong. It's that his particular demon is that he doesn't show up.
Zito,
so he showed up.
Yeah. Zito would have liked if
it's
he
a big win.
Taken a phone call. He would have liked if he had, instead of just hitting the song, promote the fact that it's a new song.
Well, what I heard
all of that
when Dave was mumbling around after he'd been given the news.
Yeah.
All he had on his mind, how many channels on that board?
I don't know.
I'm not counting sub-channels.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, not counting sub-channels, which would take you to 26.
I heard him under his breath over and over again, and all he had in his mind was that he knows where the microphone goes on and off, and he knows where to hit start on the computer.
That seemed
to be all he was concerned with.
Here's Stan's perspective on it. He could have done better. He came, as D-Train has said for his podcasts, he came unprepared. He had nothing to say. And when
what are you talking? He's got a whole lifetime.
Nothing.
Well, and that's my point too. He's scheduled to do this show on a night that he's supposed to do the podcast. He's done 27 episodes of. So you would think a normal person would take your show prep from your podcast and carry it over to your show.
And even regardless of that, you know, he's got his entire life experience with him. He's never done a show before, so he should have all kinds of material.
Here's a prime example. He could have had knowledge to bring to the show, but he had to go do that contest where he gave away two pairs of tickets.
And it really threw him? Or?
Well, it did throw him because you have the promo in front of you. You come on the air, you mention what it is, you give them the information, where they're going to be, what time it's going to be, do you want to go, be the caller. And he didn't have the copy in front of him. So he breaks the mic open.
Why?
He's looking for the copy for the dates.
Are you kidding me?
And he threw Jeff Zito under the bus by saying, this place in here is a train wreck.
Even though he had 8 minutes worth of commercials and a handful of songs to do
this place is a train wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would be my critique. It's Dave. He was unprepared. We'll be back.
It happens. You know, I remember when I was working like three different radio jobs and different shifts. Sometimes I'd get confused as to where I was because I, you know,
one station.
Oh.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the broadcast. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the show today, in the 3 o'clock hour, we will be reviewing the Dave the Waterman Show, Waterman's World. Also coming up today, Jeff Zito, going to be broadcasting live from Howl Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers, doing a Q&A with Motionless and White lead singer Chris Motionless. Be doing that live. Also today...
Very interested in learning more about the Motionless family.
Aren't we? The entire Motionless family. And then later on today, a trip in the Wayback Machine. We're going way back.
Oh, are we?
Way, way back. We're going back when...
You mean it's all right because we're going home, we're going to get right back to where we started
Correct.
From?
In the meantime, let's do the grab bag.
Oh, I just saw the list.
Brought to you by Bernie's City Diner.
And I know.
In Naples.
There was one song that made you yank this.
Oh, absolutely. I thought this was a joke, but it's real. Turkish Airlines has their new safety video for the airline. Their airline, you know, when you got to put the vest on and breathe through the mask and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They actually did their new video for their airline with the Lego movie characters. This, when you get on a Turkish airline... This is what you see when you sit down in here.
Hey there, fellow travelers. I'm Emmett.
And I'm Wildstyle.
After our last adventure, I guess you could say we've kind of become movie stars.
But we're between movies right now. And what do movie stars do between movies?
Star in a flashy airline safety video. Can we get the step-by-step flashy video instructions, please?
It's Turkish Airlines.
Step one.
I thought it was
fake. Inside the airplane. Oh!
Step two, don't be afraid to use shameless movie cameos in your safety video.
Did someone say cameo? It is illegal to smoke on this flight, including electronic cigarettes. It is also strictly prohibited to smoke in lavatories, which are equipped with smoke detectors. So don't even think about it, hombre.
It's a party in the sky. Let's pack our dreams and fly. It's a party.
Stop! It's gonna get stuck in my head. No one wants to hear a song about safety. It's a party in the sky, let's pack our dreams and fly. This is gonna get stuck in my head.
It's a party in the sky with Turkish Airlines.
I wouldn't fly that airline.
No, me neither.
And that's got nothing to do with that song.
Correct.
It's got to do with a gentleman by the name of Erdogan. Rhymes with ne'er-do-well. Thinks he's the Ottoman Emperor.
Ray Lewis.
Oh, God.
Yep. He went on and on.
Come
nonsensical.
On, NFL. Between him and Randy Moss.
Take a listen. I've got this pretty well edited, but he started rambling and talking a lot of BS. That is
trying to sound important.
Yep.
Like he's saying something profound.
Take a listen.
Listen to me. No matter the journey.
What?
Oh, it's too many ups and downs. But boy, when you believe in 5-15-75, remember 5 and remember 7, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message. 5-15-75, my mother had me. Ironically, when she was 15 years old. 5-15-75, right?
Well, that's not really ironic, Ray.
I go to the University of Miami, right, and I signed one of the last scholarships ever given. Right? I didn't even have a scholarship. I wasn't even in the media
guy. Last scholarship ever given.
Yeah.
And the coach asked me, Randy Shannon asked me, what was the number you wanted? He said, the last numbers we got is these numbers. And I looked, and those numbers was 5 and 2. And I said, give me that 52. He said, why you like 52? I said, because, B-Dog, that's God's number. That's completion. I played 17 years. I leave 17 years. I go play in Super Bowl 47.
What?
I get inducted to going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Super Bowl 52. Man, God, something else. Man, God, something else. God, something else.
That's just a piece. Oh, also, he said at his induction ceremony in Canton, Ohio, that he still kisses his kids on the mouth.
Because I told you the greatest thing I can give you as a father is the truth. That's all daddy can give you. I can buy you many things. But the reason I'm with you right now and every one of my kids is because of the truth. That what I didn't have, the touches and the hugs and the kisses that I give you, I never had that. I never had a father physically touch me.
What?
And tell me he loved me. That's why I hug you guys so much. That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth. Yeah, I kiss all my kids in the mouth. Don't hate.
Can
did he ever go into what really happened in Buckhead?
Of course he did not. Murdery. Can we cleanse the palate?
Erica! 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 Erica!
I feel better.
Yeah.
Now let's get to the other one, Terrell Owens. He was not at the Hall of Fame in Canton.
No, but you had Randy there. You saw what Randy Ma did, didn't you?
What did he do? Did he pull down his pants and tell everybody to kiss his ass?
Did you see his tie?
What did it say?
It was all supposed African-American victims of the police. He had all their names on his tie.
So important. Terrell Owens was at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, because he didn't want to go there, because he felt slighted.
And when they ostracized me and tried to keep me from what I rightfully earned, not once, but twice. I remember the text. You texted me, said, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You were always a Hall of Famer to me. But mama...
Yeah. Yeah.
You are the real Hall of Famer. Thank you for being the best mama that you could be for me and my sisters and brothers. I love you. And for that, this is for you.
How are T.O. and Randy Ma in the Hall and the Marx Brothers are not?
You brought that up to me last week. I don't know. I agree with you, but...
Oh, probably just because those guys were team players.
Yeah. And had a quarterback to put the ball in their hands.
But you see, when you're celebrating T.O. and Randy Moss, you're celebrating the guy out for himself.
Right. The non-team player, the hey-look-at-me
guy.
Well,
some people affectionately call him, cancer in the locker room.
That's why Dave's getting all the attention. It's all about him.
All right.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Aw, sad news. Charlotte Ray passed away.
Mrs. Garrett?
Yes. She lived a full life. She was 92. Played Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes, then played the same character on the spinoff Facts of Life.
You said you had one 13-year-old daughter. You didn't say anything about two boys coming to live here. I don't do windows and I don't do boys. I never told this to anybody before, but I slept with a doll until I was in my late 20s.
You did?
Mm-hmm. It was a little owl, and every night I'd squeeze it and it would say, hoo, hoo. And I'd answer, anybody, anybody. The only one who ever walked out on my cooking was my ex-husband. And that was only because I tried to poison him.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Charming.
Yeah. When you... Lorsies are this way, but Trekkies... When you go to a Trekkie convention, as William Shatner said years ago on Saturday Night Live, get lives. Do something. Get out of the house. So Patrick Stewart is at a Trekkie convention, and he's got to give him something. So
something mind-blowing?
Yeah. Patrick Stewart is a classically trained actor. He's played some of the biggest roles on the stage, on film, but it's Jean-Luc Picard. That's what. So he goes to this Trekkie convention, you Trekkies, and he's got to give you something that you can sink your teeth into. And you know what? Acting the whole way, but he delivered.
I have spent a lot of time recently watching Star Trek The Next Generation, including episodes I'd never seen before, which was fun and exciting. And gradually it became clearer and clearer to me that the power of that show, the success of that show, the benefits that it gave. I have never, ever grown tired of hearing from people who stop me in the street or in a restaurant. Well, no, I don't like being interrupted while I'm eating. But who say to me, your show changed my life. Without Star Trek, The Next Generation, I might not be here. Woo! And that lies at the very center of what I have to tell you now. Jean-Luc Picard is back.
Oh, it's changed people's lives.
Well, we knew that when we, we did time with Riker.
Yep, we did. We didn't do time on Rikers. We just had Riker and told us about the phenomenon.
We had Riker on the show, and he will forever have my respect because it was right after he did a little show called Alien Autopsy,
yep.
Fact or Fiction.
Mm-hmm. He knew we were going to talk about it before we even brought it up.
Yep. And I think his quote was, yeah, that was a little iffy.
Rob Lowe.
Wonder how much he made for that.
Oh, that's why he did it.
He I know. I want to know how much it was. Because they had the fake footage.
Yeah.
So in essence, all their money goes into him narrating the thing.
And you got to have somebody respectable. So
like someone that's changed lives on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Commander Riker on there.
Yeah. Who can sell this? There's only one.
Riker.
Yep. Get me Riker.
Rob Lowe.
You know, a soupy sales can't sell that.
No, it's unbelievable. Rob Lowe, Brat Packer, movie star.
Have you seen the meme going around about him?
What about him? I got something totally different here.
Well, and they put together a montage, and damned if it isn't true, going all the way back to before he was famous.
Yeah.
He will change, he will cut his hair and change his look so that he will look as close as he can to the woman he's dating. So when he's with Jennifer Aniston, he makes sure he's got the blonde highlights and fits in with her.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie, all of a sudden, hair dark as coal, looking very serious. And it goes all the way back to, like, his teenage years, and they start showing all these pictures, and you're like, it's true.
Well, probably.
He's a chameleon.
Well, he's going to be in a new game show, competition show, Call on Fox.
Call What's in the Box?
No, Mental Samurai.
Oh, come on. I would pay money to see Brad Pitt host a game show called What's in the Box. Who's with me?
about this is Rob Lowe, though. He's never hosted a game show before. But do you know how Rob Lowe got recognized? How so many times it happens. He was not the star, but the contestant on a 1979 episode of the $10,000 Pyramid.
A donut, a bagel. A car, a truck.
Things that move.
A bicycle, a wagon.
Things with wheels.
Yeah!
And that got him recognized. He said, who is this? Who's this pretty boy?
Who's this young go-getter?
Yeah, this go-getter.
Because he hadn't worked in 1979.
No. He was just a regular contestant.
A Robert Lowe.
Yep.
Can we call you Bob? Bobby?
We're going to take a break. We've got...
I wonder if D-Train can find the Brad Pitt meme, because you would see it and it would astonish you.
I believe it.
But it's extreme.
We are going to review...
Does this monitor even work anymore?
No. We're going to review. We're going to listen. We're going to try to understand Saturday night, this past Saturday night, 8 p.m. to midnight. We're going to try to understand.
And it'll all be new to me. I have not heard any of it. And it's a heroic move by Jeffrey Zito to make all of it happen.
We'll review next.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. This is the Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Telephone number into the studio if you're outside of our immediate area. It's a 239 area code, 277-9600. Jeff Zito live in less than an hour from the Howell Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers. We'll be checking in with him. Wayback Machine today. And momentarily, we will begin our review of what happened Saturday night, 8 p.m. till midnight, when our own buddy, our own, misadventure,
well,
our own down a flight of stairs baby, Dave the Waterman,
Dave made some very bold comments.
Yes, he did.
To our program director. Of course, we weren't involved. It was behind our back. Jeff Zito is here. Jeff, it would probably be better if you describe the conversation that led to Saturday night. What did Dave tell you that compelled you to say, hey, we got to do something. We've got a major star here.
Well, that wasn't what was going through my mind at all. it was almost. I'll just quickly give you a quick story. Every time I'm out live on location and I'm anywhere near, quote, Dave's house, he feels the need to come by.
And there's a lot of things that are right down the street from Dave's house.
Right down the street. And he always wants to help. And he's always telling me every single time I see him, he's got a serious conversation we have to have. And it's all
like
about
life and death.
Like it, yeah, like it is, life and death. And I listen to him, I want to help him, and it's always like, bro, I've got, so much to give to radio. Like, he's got some unbelievable type of show in his mind. And I gave him the damn podcast to try to get him.
But in fairness, that was stolen from him by D-Train.
That's what he said.
D-Train stole it.
So, I just figured that we could get rid of Dave once and for all.
Yeah.
Put him on the air. He'll see how.
So, put up or shut up, basically.
Put up or shut up.
Shall we hear his first break?
Now, did you hear the show, Jeff?
Oh, he and I were texting back and forth.
I have not heard it.
Oh, okay.
So I've got an open mind.
Again, this is Saturday night.
And this
is the best, by the way. Best one.
And what we're hearing was pitched to you, Jeff, as a real radio revolution, never been done before.
Pretty much.
Well, here we go.
96K Rock, everything that rocks. Woo! You're listening to Waterman's World, man. That was Green Day, man. Bay Area, punk band. Amazing how big those guys got, man. Went from those small clubs to just gigantic stadiums, man. Unbelievable.
Man.
Unbelievable. But here we go. We got some Power Man 5000 coming up. 96 K-Rock, baby. Everything that rocks.
It's funny because that was From Ashes to New.
And you said that was
Power Man 5000. No, Stan's actually listening to the 11 o'clock hour, which is...
Oh, this is the 11 o'clock
hour?
Yeah,
that's his actual best hour because he had 3 hours of practice. So now, freewheeling,
it's a
lot easier.
Well, I want to go back to the first break he did. Now, this was the one I just played.
Double-click that.
This one right here?
Yep. There you go.
Oh, this is... Oh, okay. This is when he went on the air. By that time, by 11 o'clock, he knew
how to... He was as good as he was getting right there.
Okay,
that was fine.
So this would be the debut, what we've got coming up now.
Yeah, this would be when he first opened the mic. Oh, yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Hey, baby, it's Waldman's World. They gave me the keys to this ship, and we're going to shoot some rock at you all night long. Hey, this is the new Alice in Chains. I'm telling you, this song rocks, man. It's going to be unbelievable, unbelievable tunes. All right, everybody, here we go.
I wasn't...
Where's the song? Where's the name of the song?
Song Station, whatever. I do know that it's Dave the Waterman in Waterman's World, but I was like, okay.
And New Alice in Chains, I thought that guy died.
He did, but they have a...
They brought him back.
They brought him back, yeah. But if it... You know, that was where it started, and I was like, pleasantly like, okay, all right. Things just got worse from there, though.
They did. Okay, hold on. Here's this one. This is second break.
The Revolution, right here.
All right, all right, all right. That was Queens of the Stone Age. And hey, for everybody that doesn't know who I am, my name is Dave the Waterman. And, you know, I work with Stan and Haney on Fridays, man.
Don't
and I'm
going
to tell you something, man. I'm pretty stoked because they've given me the opportunity to have the keys to this beautiful K-Rock studio, man. And I'm so stoked to be here with you guys on Saturday night. Hey, I'm here till midnight, so, you know, definitely give me a call. But, hey, we got some tickets to give away tonight. Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin tickets.
Benjamin.
So we'll be taking calls for that here in a little bit. Let me just tell you, hey, this is unbelievable, man. I'm so stoked. I am so stoked.
Unbelievable.
Stoked.
And coming up, we're going to have some Metallica, Pearl Jam, and you're listening to 96 K-Rock, baby. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, he loves it.
So he's not burning the place down.
No.
So,
but it's unbelievable. He's stoked.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I want to, it's the next one.
The next one.
The next one is
next
the...
one's all my fault, apparently. I screwed him up
this
here.
This is where he's unprepared those breaks, too.
Well, what did you do on this particular break? Did you hotline him? Or?
No.
No, I just I effed up the studio.
He's going to attempt to...
So you actually haven't done anything.
He's going to attempt to give away tickets.
Go ahead, Stan. This is a good one.
This is what we call an air check session.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. We are giving away a couple of pair of tickets to Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin. They are going to be at, let me see here, what do we got? What do we got? Oh, my gosh. Everything's kind of discombobulated here in the studio. It's like it's a train wreck in here sometimes. They're going to be at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater in Tampa with special guests Bad Wolves and Nothing More. That's going to be on Saturday, August 11th. So caller number 9, be sure to call in 277-9600. We're going to take caller number 9. Once again, 277-9600 and be caller number 9. And you could be the lucky winner of the tickets to the show.
What show?
All right.
Benjamin. He's not doing bad.
Okay, Haney. I mean, I know that you feel for
Come
him and
on.
Stuff. But
this
just,
is a mess.
This sucks.
This is a mess.
You know what? This is not only is it god-awful, I would say this. Just because he's been here and in this building for 18 years, like he says.
But that's not fair.
All he's absorbed?
He's not been paying attention for 18 years.
You know, the total rookies will just tell you what song you are listening to and what song is coming up right now.
He hasn't been paying attention.
He hasn't even done that.
No, no.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
The real you.
96 K Rock, everything that rocks. And
that's
I'm
when
telling
my
you, man,
texted.
I'm in the studio rocking out right now. Woo!
Yeah!
And hey, I got to say, congratulations to William in North Fort Myers for winning the Five Finger Death Punch Breaking Benjamin tickets, man. He's stoked to go to the show.
Stoked too.
He was so happy on the phone, man. I was like, bro.
It'd be nice to hear him being stoked.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. And I was like, right on.
He said, right on. And I said,
and let me tell you, you know, a little bit more about that show. It's going to be at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Saturday, August 11th. And that's going to be a damn good show. We got special guests, Bad Wolves and Nothing More coming as well. So get your tickets while you can, man. And I'm going to have another pair to give away here later on this evening.
Better
not. And let me tell you something. You're listening to Waterman's World, and this is bitching, man. So let's rock out. And coming up, we've got a little bit of AC/DC and some Rob Zombie. And, hey, this is 96K Rock, baby. Everything that rocks.
I gotta say, I really liked him, you know, congratulating the winner and all of that. But it would have been nice to hear the conversation for real.
Yeah, he described it as being pretty compelling.
Right, yeah. He was stoked as well.
And,
you know,
rumor has it, and I don't know if you can confirm it or not.
We can call him.
Roger Marley was holding his hand through the whole thing, and he still had difficulties.
I mean, we can call him if you want.
What was the difficulty?
Being able to record a phone call.
Just anything.
Being able to, you know, give the station calls once in a while. He tried. You know what? He showed up. He showed up and woo and all that and all right.
You know, it would be an interesting project.
To get somebody off the street who could do better?
No, I was thinking just as a language experiment. Mm-hmm. Of the words he used more than once, I would like to see how many times certain words were used.
Oh, you want to fire up the stokometer and find out? I'm sure stoked was used during those 4 hours, I'll guess, at least 65 times.
And I know that even smaller things were used multiple times, like, I've got the keys to the ship.
Oh, yeah,
I've
you
got
said
the
that
keys
a lot.
To the station.
There you go, one more. Let's do one more, and then we got to do Naples, Nisa, and then take a break.
Yeah. 96K Rock, everything that rocks. And I got to say, yeah, Bowie. This is the Waterman's World Show, Saturday nights till midnight. And hey, this next band coming up, they're playing with Five Finger Death Punch. It's Breaking Benjamin's new one. Oh, man. Let's get it. Rock and roll.
I honestly got a couple texts from people going, oh, he did great. Wow, what low expectations these people must think we're freaking gods.
It's a different I think he sounded great.
Yeah.
A lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I will tell you this, guys, no kidding around. He's got to come in once this week, not on Friday when he usually comes, and I got to just spend a half an hour with him. And if he doesn't...
It's preparation.
If he doesn't improve just the slightest bit, Waterman's World's going to be 2 episodes. I'll give him one more this Saturday.
What would you have liked to have seen more of?
I would... First of all, we don't need to know how kick-ass this song... They're all kick-ass, okay? So...
And not all of them.
Yeah, they're all kick-ass. As far as he's concerned, they're all kick-ass.
Okay, so right, just, you know, right on, right
he's
on.
Concerned.
Yeah.
Right so, on, right on.
I would love I would love him to to hear a break where, you know, a speed break where he just came out of a song and said, "Man, I love that one from Pearl Jam, man. It's the Waterman's World, 96K Rock. Give me a call, give the number out, and then fire the new one from Alice in Chains and say what it is and get out."
So he didn't do one phone call?
Not one. Not one. And he had somebody sitting in here holding his hand to run calls.
Unacceptable.
Now, have you spoken to the person holding his hand?
I have not. I'm speaking to him right now, though.
I'm just wondering if the person doing the hand holding had to intervene multiple times.
That's what I'd want to know.
Was he the one physically running the board?
Yeah, was he? Was he one? No, you heard that dead air. The person assisting him wasn't running the board.
Well, he may have had to lean over and hit the button.
He may have.
I wonder if he was sitting on this microphone over here and having Raj.
I don't think so. There was dead air.
Yeah. Well, that's not on Raj. I mean, he could just sit there and wait until there's dead air and then start talking.
Yeah. Are you done talking?
I thought he sounded great.
I was unimpressed, to say the least.
Well, it's just, you know what it is? It's that enthusiasm.
It's the lack of preparation.
He was here until 9:30, so he was here with him holding his hand for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But that means that Dave did fly solo.
Well, I hope so. He probably set it all up for him, so all he had to do was talk when it was time.
Here's how he finished the show. This is his last break where he's like glad he's out of here.
Yeah, he was.
So we
relieved.
This is what, 4 hours worth of radio.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here. No, I'm skipping a couple hours to as he's finishing. But this is practically the same every break. There you go.
Woo! You're damn right. It's all right, because you know what?
What?
I'm out of here, man. I'm done. I did it. 8 to midnight. Waterman's World. It's over.
Woo. Woo.
Can't wait to be back here next week.
Really?
God willing.
I don't know about that.
They let me come back again.
Story your line,
and
Stan.
Try to entertain you guys a little bit. So, hey, everybody enjoy the weekend. It's Waterman's World. 96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks.
You've got to play a couple in the middle of this, Stan.
Oh, I'm going to play more. What's the... was he supposed to tell
you about that? Well, that would have been nice to know who that new song from Skindred was. I mean, every time he talks, and granted, I told him, just go in there and do it, okay? So I didn't tell him anything, but I would think when you are talking in the middle of songs that you're going to let people know what that song it is. So why we do that.
Well, what is the purpose of a disc jockey?
Yeah.
To inform,
you would
educate,
think, but some people just don't think.
It's because it's not about playing the role of disc jockey for him. It's the image of playing a disc jockey. It's all about him, and he did not inform.
It's kind of like if you were to think about it in the context of a rock band. If there's somebody that likes the idea of being in a rock band, but doesn't like to practice and doesn't like to travel, but they like being able to go to the bar late at night where everybody backslaps them and says, hey, you're in a rock band.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Hey, I know you got to run.
I do.
And Haney and I got to talk about our friends.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
That was a very wise move, Jeff. It only gets better.
I don't know about that. I think that was probably the dumbest thing I might have ever done.
Not according to the market manager who saw those numbers shooting up.
God.
I know.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Monday edition, about 30 minutes away. From your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. And, of course, starting at 4 o'clock, Jeff Zito going to be at Howl Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers doing a live Q&A with Motionless and White lead singer Chris Motionless. Go on by. You can get beer and wine and free stuff from the K-Rock pile. We'll be checking in with him at around 4 o'clock.
That's intriguing, because I would think his name would be Chris White, but his name is Chris Motionless.
Yep. Well, that's what he goes by in the whole Motionless family. We'll be checking in. We can clarify. We'll probably be able to say hi to him, too. See if the Mrs. Motionless and...
Mm-hmm.
Motionless
Mon Pa Motionless.
Comcast Xfinity. Second time in the last 6 months that they have increased download speeds. 17 times in 17 years they have increased those speeds.
Every time you turn around, they're doing something to make the product better.
It doesn't matter whether you got all of the devices in your home, whether you got the kids with their tablets, whether you've got the TV streaming, the computer streaming. It's all getting faster.
It's all getting faster, and I know that you like to have total control, where you can just shut it all down if you want to.
Yep, and you can do it.
You can leave your device on and shut off the kids and the wife.
Yep. Call 1-800-XFINITY. You can visit Xfinity.com and get all the details on how you can get the fastest internet to power all of your devices with Xfinity. Let's take another quick listen. We are trying to get Dave to come on and defend himself. I mean, comment.
I think he did a great job. Okay.
All right.
And I know so many agree with me.
I'm going to check. I haven't checked the texts in a little bit. Let's say this is, I haven't heard this. This was after I evidently had shut him off.
All right. Green Day, man.
Yeah, man.
Bad. Badass, man. Love those guys. Hey, check it out, man. You're listening to Waterman's World on 96K Rock, everything that rocks. And I want to say thanks to all the callers that have been calling in, man, congratulating me, man. It's been pretty stoked. And if you want to get in touch with me through the text line or phones, dial 277-9600. Once again, that's 277-9600. And coming up, here's some Papa Roach for you. 96K Rock, everything that rocks.
The big Saturday night Waterman's World debut.
All right, all right. I'm telling you, man, that chick from Evanescence, man.
I'm telling
you.
What
a hot voice she has. Hey, you're listening to 96K Rock, baby. Everything that rocks.
I want
to
tell you.
And I got to tell you something.
I got to tell you.
Hey, Timber Moments, they got a good gig going on. Stop by Timber Moments in Cape Coral or the Fort Myers locations and register to win 4 VIP tickets to 96K Rock's Legends of Rest.
Yeah! Kiss, baby! Kiss!
If you weren't a fan of Kiss growing up, man, dude, I don't know. I was dressed up as Gene Simmons.
Dude.
I remember my brothers did that to me when I was a kid, and what a cool time that was during Halloween. But hey, listen, stay tuned.
What?
I'm going to be giving away another pair of tickets to Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin at the Mid-Florida Credit Union coming up here just shortly. So stay tuned. Keep those radios cranked. You're listening to Waterman's World, baby. 96K
baby.
Rock, everything that rocks.
I'm letting go.
I just fantastic work.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. You know what?
I'll tell
I've been
you
under
what.
A few bridges downtown in downtown LA, and it wasn't pretty, I can tell you that. Hey, you're listening to 96K Rock, baby. Everything that rocks.
Baby.
And this is the Waterman World Show. I'm here till midnight, so play. Give me a call or send me a text, 277-9600. Here we go. Let's hear some Ghost Rats. K Rock, everything that rocks. That Billy Corgan guy, man, what a trippy dude, man. You know, he believes in these, like, these lizard people, man, this transformation stuff. Kind of blows me away, you know. I don't know what they call them. They're just like not a xenomorph, because that's from aliens or whatever, but believes that people do change into, like, lizard people. What a trippy dude, man. But, hey. We got Five Finger Death Punch coming up, and get ready because I'm going to be giving away another pair of tickets to see them and Breaking Benjamin here soon at the Mid-Florida Credit Union, so stay tuned. Here it is, Five Finger Death Punch. Woo! Yeah, that dude that was stoked. Hey, 96K Rock, everything that rocks, you're listening to Waterman's World. And let me tell you, you know, we just listened to those two bands, and I got to tell you about it right now.
I got to tell you.
96K Rock welcomes Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin Saturday, August 11th. You call 277.
I like the better that way.
Tickets to the show, bro. Or broettes.
Jeez.
Whatever. Could be anybody. So give me a call. Call everything that rocks.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Nine times.
Yeah, booey. 96K Rock, everything that rocks. You're listening to the Waterman's World. And hey, I want to give a big shout out to Steve in Arcadia. He was caller number 9. He won the tickets for Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin. So congratulations to you, bro. Have a cold beer for me, man.
Jeez.
And hey, check it out. We got coming up some Nirvana, Linkin Park, and rock and roll. Let's keep the jams jamming. Woo!
Stan, you're so jealous.
I am. You can hear it in my voice. You can.
96K Rock, everything that rocks. Woo! You're listening to Waterman's World, man. That was Green Day, man. Bay Area punk band. Amazing how big those guys got, man.
He was playing a lot of Green Day.
From small clubs to just gigantic stadiums, man. All right. Stone Temple Pilots with Plush, man. Damn, that was a good song back in the day. Still enjoy it, though. Still enjoy it.
Hey, listen, good night,
baby. Everything that rocks. And not only that, it is Waterman's World Saturday night. Woo! Feeling stoked.
Nothing, nothing new.
I'm telling you. All right, we got a lot more rock coming up, man, so stay tuned.
He's like a young Pauly Shore.
96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
If you take a step.
Woo! 96K Rock. Everything that rocks. You're listening to Waterman's World, man. Saturday night. You got about 15 minutes left to give me a call at 277-9600, man. I'd love to hear from you. See if you guys got any kind of crazy drunken stories already going on tonight. See what's shaking. What's going on around the town? And I wanted to dedicate that Metallica song to my buddy Jim, man. Cool dude, man. One of my best friends. Known him a long, long time, man. He deserves that. But yeah, if you guys got any drunken stories or anything you want to hit me with the next 15 minutes or so, do it. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you.
277-9600.
And don't forget, join Jeff Zito this Monday, August 6th, yeah, between 4 to 6.
Happening now.
He's going to be at the Howl Gallery and Tattoo
there
in Fort Myers.
There you go, buddy.
He's hosting a Q&A with Motionless and White singer Chris Motionless. That should be pretty cool. They're going to have some beer and wine there, man. Stuff from the K-Rock pile. Usual stuff. Maybe Zito will give you a little autograph and you can get it tattooed on your body, man. Who knows, you know? If you're that much of a Zito fan, which I am, because he's letting me do what I'm doing right now. So I'm super stoked about it. But anyways, let's keep it rolling here. It's the Waterman Show. 96K Rock, baby. Everything that rocks.
Previously on D.
Stoked.
Yeah, okay.
Rock.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. And all right.
And that song used to be good.
Yeah, back in the day. Let's see what people are saying. Oh, well, here's one. Not bad for his first night. He deserves a effing truck of beer. if he's been friends with you that long. Nature Boy Waterman. A monkey would have done a better job.
Oh, come on. That's not true.
I prefer...
Not literally true.
I prefer Wayne's World. Stan, don't be so jelly. start the man meter. Can I get a shift? I speak English. Four hours of that, I'm at a loss for words.
You know,
this Waterman guy sounds half-baked.
This is not fair. I have to defend Dave. And Dave, if you're listening, this is for you.
Oh, yeah!
Back to the text.
Yes. Got nothing in my brain. Get down and jam. The best line of the night. Like, what? Is Waterman the guy from Half-Baked?
Second reference to Half-Baked.
Yeah, buoy.
Stoked.
Did he play his song? Apparently not. I'm no radio guy, but I'm not used to it being so quiet in the background when he talks. Everything that rocks. Oh, on repeat.
Woo, stoked. I gotta tell you.
Ahoy, the kids from the do-it-yourself radio kit are better than those guys. Thank goodness that station has the everything that rocks phrase. Poor Dave. He did try his heart out in his defense. He was better than much of what is on the air called talent. So there's a nice one. He has a DJ voice, but he sucks. Matthew McConaughey is going to sue Dave for that. All right, all right, all right.
Well, make up your mind. Is it Matthew McConaughey or the Nature Boy that's going to get him?
Right again, Haney. let's see. Let's see. Oh, there's people talking. Incidentally, it was going on, and I know a lot of people were caught off guard with it, although it was everywhere. The Officer Jobbers Miller funeral was today. Both directions caused a lot of backup. I was hoping to call in while Jeff was still there talking on the air. I worked overnights in swing shift for Beasley from 1999 to 2004. Until Saturday, I thought I was bad. I thought I was the worst jock they ever had. Thanks, Waterman, for making me feel better about myself.
See? That's what he's here for. Oh, did you hear about Tay-Tay's big weekend?
Yes! She was. She did a little duet on stage, I heard.
I just saw a clip of it, but she looked so genuinely happy.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing Summer of 69 with Bryan Adams in Toronto.
Yep.
And just knocked it out of the park.
We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to check in with Jeff Zito. He's going to be doing the Q&A with Chris Motionless at Howl Gallery and Tattoo. We're going to be checking in. He'll be there from 4 to 6. We'll get our first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock, Fluffer, your emails. Wayback Machine later on the 4 o'clock hour.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Then we're going to check in with Jeff Zito, who's at Howl Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers. Then we'll get you updated on headlines, 4 o'clock Fluffer, your emails, Wayback Machine in about 30. I do think Dave is on the phone. We only got about 1 minute with Dave right now. Woo! All right, all right, all right.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. All right.
Stoked.
What the?
Hello?
Woo! Woo! All right, let me tell you. Let me tell you. It was back in the day. All right, all right, all right.
Damn right. What's going on? Right on.
Hell yeah.
Am I on the air?
Yes, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You're pretty proud of your...
Hell yeah, man.
Pretty proud of yourself, aren't
Stoked.
You?
Stoked.
No, man. What's up, dude? Why are you ragging on me like this?
How about
man?
Being prepared the next coach, time you, know? You do a radio show?
I am so stoked, Dave.
So stoked. How many times are you going to say that? Gave
bro.
Me the keys to the place, huh? You had Roger Marley looking over your shoulder most of the night, and you couldn't even take
are
a phone call.
Kidding?
27796.
You just can't deal with the fact that he kicked Major ass.
Let's get you updated on traffic, then we'll check in with Jeff Zito.
You're so jealous, bro.
Yeah,
now
I am.
Traffic.
Jeez. A lot of this has to do with the funeral services for Officer Jobbers Miller. We've got
God bless law enforcement.
Yep. Amen. We got traffic problems, Forum Boulevard, Colonial Boulevard, and Fort Myers. We also have a crash, I-75 northbound at State Road 82 in Fort Myers. Another crash, South Cleveland Avenue, right by Abbey Flooring. And one more for you. It's a crash, South Tamiami Trail and Gladiolus Drive, Fort Myers. And you are up to date. Let's see if we can zero in on Jeff Zito, who is broadcasting today from Howl Gallery and Tattoo. Jeff, are you there?
I am here. How do I sound?
One channel.
One. You're coming through in one channel.
One channel, Richard.
One channel, Richard.
Just one channel today. Just in one channel. I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know what he's saying either. But
do you want me to call you?
You might want to call me. All right, because it's one channel. Same problem that we had before, remember, when it was one channel?
Yeah, well, that's because they have to do some kind of redneck engineering in the back room to fix it.
And I told them that before. You call me on the phone, will you?
Yep, I am right
Thank
now.
Thank you, buddy.
Happy Monday, Stan.
Happy Monday to you, Haney.
Did you have a pleasant weekend?
I did. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good. You're at Howl Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers for a special Q&A.
Yes. Like you said, Chris Motionless is here from the band Motionless and White. I thought the very same thing in the beginning. I thought the gentleman's name would be Chris White. Made sense, but
yeah.
No. Chris Motionless. I don't know. I'll have to ask the first question. Is that your real name? So we'll see if that kind of response I get.
Does he move around a lot?
We'll see. We'll see how
how motionless
we'll see
how
he agile. Is. We'll see how agile this gentleman is.
And is anybody going to get some ink down there today?
Yeah, definitely. You know, look, this place, if you haven't been to Howl Gallery, I mean, you walk right in and you can see exactly what kind of work these guys do over here. These guys are top notch. Stan, you need a little work on that little tramp stamp.
I got a little touch up I need done.
Can they do can they do a pack of wolves howling at the moon?
Absolutely. Let me tell you. All right.
Stoked.
Tell everybody how to get there, and then we'll check in with you in about a half hour, and hopefully Richard will have the engineering problem fixed.
Yeah, hopefully he'll have to communicate with Whitey, which will be a great conversation to overhear. But regardless, we're right across from the Edison Mall here at Fort Myers at the Howl Gallery. You'll be able to see the 96K Rock van will be up in the front, and the Howl's kind of in the back. But you'll be able to figure it out just north of Veterans and or Colonial here
okay.
in Fort
well,
Myers.
Let's see if we can get the finger pointing out of the way and get something fixed.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part.
All right, we'll talk to you in about 30 minutes. There goes Jeff Zito. Howl Gallery and Tattoo, Fort Myers, Zito with a Q&A with Motionless and White lead singer Chris Motionless. So stop on by there. Beer and wine and free stuff
it's
from the
K-Rock.
It's
an unusual name.
It is. But enjoy.
I would guess probably Scandinavian origin.
Maybe, yes. Yeah. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record.
Because it doesn't sound terribly ethnic.
With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What's coming up? Well, he's about to tell you right now. He's got today's headlines.
coming up in less than an hour on the news. We will have some things for you you didn't know.
All right.
The times, they are a-changin'. A lot of things are different now that you have the baby boomer generation going into retirement.
Yep.
And I think you're going to see more and more of things like this. Two elderly men escaped from their nursing home so they could go to the world's largest heavy metal festival.
Love it!
Stoked.
Yeah, right on, right on, right on. Let me tell you, they rocked back in the day.
Yeah, that song used to be good, man. Yeah. A salon would not do a woman's nails. She was just far too jittery. Couldn't sit still.
Yeah.
She was jumpy, all right.
Yep. And the salon was inside the Walmart. When one eagle-eyed Walmart worker realized the woman wasn't being jittery to annoy people, she had a medical condition,
yes.
Stepped in and helped the lady. Some of these stories, I truly, when I see them cold, I want to believe this can't be true.
But they are.
But there are so many times in life that there's that hold my beer moment. A man drives to the police station to definitively prove to his friends he's not drunk.
Yep.
We'll tell you how that turned out.
In less than an hour.
And finally, a man in Washington State got involved in a high-speed chase with police officers, but he had a damn good reason.
Okay, well, are you going to tell us now or in less than an hour?
He had to go.
Ah, okay.
Bad. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. What would we do? What would we do without it? It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Aw.
McDonald's is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Big Mac.
Oh, beautiful thing.
And do you know the Big Mac was not a corporate thing? It came from a McDonald's franchisee, I think around the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, man, we got to do the Big Mac. And they fought him for years. Finally, they gave it a try, and it was a big hit. And guess what?
What?
He never saw a dime.
Probably not. All went to Ray Kroc.
And not only did he invent the Big Mac,
yeah,
the same franchisee is responsible for McDonald's serving breakfast. He invented hotcakes and sausage.
Woo!
Never saw a dime.
Never saw a dime. Right on, right on.
Stoked. But I gotta tell you, man.
Yeah.
Today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about the Big Mac.
Top things you didn't know about the Big Mac.
I know you can do it, Stan.
Yeah.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I knew it. Each Big Mac is made with two beef patties that weigh 1.6 ounces each. Now, if you want to compare that to something,
yeah,
it'd be about like the Olsen twins. As the special ladies in my life have learned, treating your girlfriend to a Big Mac is the number one way to have the most depressing Valentine's ever. It's the most popular thing you can get at McDonald's, other than a bathroom tuggy from a tweaker. You see, there was another big McDonald's fight.
Yes, there was. I saw it.
It's becoming more and more common.
Guy in the Chicago Bulls jersey getting a little aggressive.
Yep. There is actually, not a lot of people know this, there is a vegetarian version of the Big Mac.
Yeah.
Designed specifically for people who enjoy things that are terrible.
One guy.
It's Chris Christie's favorite between snack meals.
Yep. Yeah.
If you already knew this year was the Big Mac's 50th anniversary, you're probably overweight.
Love it.
And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about the Big Mac.
Yes.
What is it that makes the special sauce special? Well, that would be how fast it runs through your intestines.
Oh, my God.
And that, my friend, is E45.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
That's it.
Freddie, thank you. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What do you need today, Stan?
I need speed. And accuracy. Accuracy.
Vision and perseverance.
You need these same qualities to be a Saturday night 8 p.m. disc jockey. Email.
Tony Braxton.
Jewel. This is from Paul. Hey, guys. Do you know a K-Rock commercial came on before the NASCAR race on Sunday?
You don't say.
Yeah, it was about the new morning guys, but they did mention Stan and Haney in the afternoons. First time I have ever heard your show on a television ad.
Well, how did that happen? I don't know. I thought we weren't involved.
They mentioned them twice and us only once, though. Could be the start of a good thing. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Signed, Paul in Naples.
You know, it's funny that he brings up the NASCAR race. I was supposed to watch that with Jim France. I don't know what happened to him. I can't get a hold of him.
You know how he gets sometimes when he gets behind the wheel.
Just straight to voicemail. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. This is simply signed Mr. Budinsky, Venice, Florida. Hey guys, Mr. Budinsky here, piping in once again. I listened to Dave the Drunk's live radio debut Saturday night and was pleasantly surprised with his performance. Wolfman Jack, he's not. But for Dave, I give his performance a B+. No dead air time for the brief 30 minutes I listened to. Well, if you listened for the full 4 hours, you'd take that statement back. All of this positive feedback will probably go to his head, however. I would like to add, inform him not to give up his day job as a metal scrapper. Signed, Mr. Budinsky.
Thank you, Bud. This is from Hilton.
Dude, brah. To start, I am a Dave fan. In respect to your tenure and contribution to K-Rock as a dunce on the Stan and Haney show. Stop it. I'm reading it. This isn't from me. Of course, everybody's going to think I'm saying it, but this is the email section. That being said, let's be honest. You will never, ever surpass the level that Stan and Haney have reached. I tuned in 8 to 12. I hear that voice. God help me. I'll make sure you don't broadcast on K-Rock again. Land the plane, Dave. Complete the task. Don't ever cross Zito. Signed, Hilton. This is from our buddy, Josh in Michigan. Okay, all right. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Haney was genuinely shocked with his reaction that Stan went all gray. I honestly have to say that moment was one of the Stan and Haney precious moments on the air.
Well, I was shocked.
Stan is highly skilled in the art of video camera evasion, so we never would have known. Don't worry, there's no need to worry. You are right in the wheelhouse of male adulthood, Stan. Too young to be pervy old man, too old for every female you encounter to think you are hitting on them. You're like the Gandalf the Grey before he falls into the abyss to become Gandalf the White. Without further delay, I, Josh, of Vanderbilt, Michigan, pronounce you, Stan, ready to venture forth into the pre-Social Security, post-senior discount land of milk and honey. Have a good one, gentlemen. Signed, Josh.
Yeah, I can see you right there. See you standing up and going, you shall not pass.
Yeah. I found over the weekend the videotape when it was made into a documentary of when that psychic John Edward was in here and us in the studio.
Oh, we're in his documentary.
Yes, circa 1998. And both of us.
You were so suckered in.
Buckle. I was suckered in. But the fact of the matter is.
Didn't he admit he couldn't read me?
He couldn't read you. He couldn't read our midday girl. He read our other friend and they went to his seminar. But just the 10 minutes that they had in his documentary with us in the studio. It's like a time capsule of you and I 20 years ago, Haney. We haven't changed a bit.
Of course not. Exactly, I told you that. Other than your gray hair.
Okay, all right. We're going to take...
You look normal.
We're going to take a break.
You look like you.
Yep.
But, you know, I was not prepared for when you took that ball cap off. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting, a little salt and pepper.
Jeez. Put my head back on. Wayback Machine is next, Will.
Was there any discussion over the weekend with you and your lady friend?
Yes. And she said leave it alone. Although if I insisted on it, which she does not want, that I should do the Just for Men gradual so nobody notices.
Everybody's going to notice.
Of course they are. I'm not doing anything with it. It's gray. It's gray. Wayback Machine next. Jeff Zito.
I don't like it, man.
And Hal
Calvert. Doesn't make sense.
I know.
It's not supposed to be us.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
This is not a test. If this were an actual test, we would have told you otherwise. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. We're going way back. Take a look at the top five hits for this week in a particular year.
But first, we want to update you on traffic for your drive home, and we'll be checking in with Jeff Zito.
Len, lots of thrill.
Yeah, lots of thrill at Howl Gallery and Tattoo, Fort Myers. But let's get you updated first.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we got a crash, Colonial Boulevard and Metro Parkway, Fort Myers. Also, Fort Myers crash, Pine Ridge Road and Kelly Road. Traffic control, Ortiz Avenue and Colonial Boulevard, right by the Taco Bell. Bonita, crash, Edith Lane and Bonita Beach Road, southeast. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes.
What's another name you don't hear? Edith.
Edith. Yep. Jeff Zito at Howl Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
And you're sounding perfect.
Good. Crystal clear. Well, it only took an hour, yep. So that's good.
As usual.
Yep, as usual. So I just got an announcement to make that I just heard from the record guy that Chris Motionless, who will show up here momentarily, is in full makeup.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what's he got? What's he look like in full makeup?
I guess, you know, there's Kiss with makeup. There's Kiss without makeup.
Well,
Chris Motionless.
What's their deal? I'm not familiar with Motionless.
Well, you know, they kind of got like a goth Marilyn Manson type of deal going on, you know.
Didn't they do one of our Fort Rocks?
They did do one of our Fort Rocks and gave us a nice shout out from the stage. I think you might have interviewed him, Stan.
Yes,
I interviewed Motionless.
We did.
Yes,
we
did. And I think you kind of liked him, Stan.
We did.
Is this the one with the chick?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
Is that the one with the chick?
Oh, then I don't know if I liked him or not. I like them.
I think you liked him.
All right, so that's going to be happening. And is anybody getting ink right now?
No, there's another room with the ink going on, so I'm going to have to check that out. But look, this place is pretty full.
Now, Dave said on his debut breakthrough show that he gave the impression that you would sign a woman's ass and that then they could tattoo that.
Yeah, I guess that's what Dave said. I thought, you know, when I listened to that break, the first thing I thought was that he was mocking me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dave, if you're going to get on the air and start mocking the program director, I can just tell you, Waterman's World's one episode long, buddy.
How does everybody get to Howl Gallery and Tattoo?
Pretty easy, right across the street from the mall, from the Edison Mall, and... Yeah, Brent's Music, if you're familiar with Brent's Music, right next door to Brent's Music. So
and
we're here.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, man. And Chris Motionless is going to be in full makeup.
Full makeup. And you got Charles Runnels from News Press here.
What's he doing there?
He's covering the event. He's a fan of the Motionless family.
Yeah, he's thrown us under the bus a few times.
Really? Tell me.
That's years
ago. He's right here. I could put him on the spot.
Years ago. I don't want to bring up bad time. And it's about time he does another positive article on us. That'd be nice.
Yeah, boy, I got to hear more about this. You got me intrigued.
Well, I'd be careful buddying up with him.
Yep.
Don't worry. I appreciate the heads up.
All right, we'll talk to you in about a half hour.
Thanks. You know what? Maybe I think we're good. You don't have to talk to me anymore. Just tell everybody to come out here.
Okay, fair enough.
Good to go. We're good.
Are we all right?
We're good to go. I just don't worry about it.
Okay.
You deal with Dave. And
all right. Love you.
Love you. Yeah, take care.
All taken care of.
All right. Yeah, let's find out where we're going today, huh?
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1971.
Don't think I've ever heard that. You don't need to talk to me anymore.
Yep.
You heard it. I bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again.
Who are we living it up with?
With Stan and Haney. Number five.
Tommy James, of Tommy James and the Shondells fame. ¶¶
I always like this one.
Yep.
This used to be a good song. Making a
living the old back in the day. Taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright
sunshine. Dragging the line. My dog Sammy's purple flowers. What? Sounds like you've been taking songwriting lessons from America. We did snow and rain and the bright sunshine. Dragging the line. That's the Stan and Haney difference. Dragging the line. What does that mean when you're dragging the line?
I don't know. Let's look that up, guys. Let's see what it means when you're dragging the line. Isn't it a fishing term?
Well, that would dragging make sense. Dragging the line.
Dragging the line. Dragging the line.
Dragging the line. You know, if I didn't know better, I think there might be drug references in here.
Could be. Is it a drug reference?
I'm sure some people may say that, but according to our friends at Wikipedia, it means to work every day, kind of like how we say grinding nowadays.
Yeah, that makes sense. Working every day. That's Tommy James, number five this week in 1971.
This is a good one here.
Coming in at number four, Gene Knight. Mr. Big Stuff, Mr. Big Stuff.
Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes. Oh, yeah. And have a big fine car.
All right.
You know what the secret to this song is? Do you think the woman only talks that way if she likes you.
Yep. Yep.
Otherwise,
she's talking sassy.
Yeah, otherwise, why would she bring it up at all?
Yep. Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff.
Boy, you're calling him Mr. Big Stuff.
You're never gonna get my love. Now I know.
It's like when you're in grade school and, you know, a pretty girl would come and slap you in the back of the head. Oh, she likes you.
Yeah. D-Train, whatever happened to Gene Knight? Tell me that she's still alive and kicking at the age of 90. They tried to keep you happy. They just tried to keep you satisfied. It's the Big Stuff.
Tell me. Who do you think you are? It's the Big Stuff. You're never gonna get my love.
Who do you think you are, Stan?
I'm not Mr. Big Stuff, okay? I'm a very humble, caring disc jockey.
I'd rather give my love to a poor guy that has a love that's strong.
Oh, yeah. I'm me.
Always have.
How do you answer that question?
That's who I am.
Somebody goes, who do you think you are? What are you supposed to say?
Me.
She's still alive at the age of 75.
Ah. Voice of an angel. Sassy. Tell me.
Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff.
See, that rhythm is so simple, but it's so good.
Yep. That was a number four hit in the land this week in 71. Gene Knight, Mr. Big Stuff.
That's a fun song, but Stan, what do you do when you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand?
Just to know you got a friend. Fresh out of his Apple contract, James Taylor hit it big.
Yeah. How messed up was he here?
Oh, bad.
How do you come up with stuff like this when you're in the bowels of addiction and hell?
And borderline insane.
But you write this song.
Yeah. It's one of the greatest songs ever written. All out of that head.
episode? Does he just have like a moment of clarity?
I think that he got involved in such heavy drugs because at the time he thought it was mind expanding.
Even
your dog. Because he was a mess, James Taylor. You just
call different effects on people.
Yeah. And you know,
Jimi Hendrix reacts one way, Janis Joplin reacts another, Jim Morrison. And then here comes James Taylor with just a pleasant little ditty.
Yeah. And then when he leaves the studio and goes home, he tears the place up and...
Yep, sleeps in his own sick.
Yep.
Threatens to cut people.
Yep. All you got to do is call.
And I'll be there. I don't understand it.
Neither do I. This is a beautiful song. And he probably wrote it in the depths of despair.
Mm-hmm.
If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north.
He was, and this is a true story. When the Beatles formed Apple Records, they wanted to make it so that anybody with talent could come into their office and audition to be on a record label. They didn't have to go through the man and sacrifice their art. He saw the ad, went to England, and walked right into 3 Savile Row and said, I'd like to perform. And they gave him his first record deal. One album. And then he was such a huge success that he re-signed, I think, with, like, Columbia.
So he turned his back on them.
He did. I think it was might have been mutual.
Things so he worked. He preferred to work for the man.
Yeah, that's what wound up happening. He released one album on Apple that had the original version of Carolina on My Mind. And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. James Taylor.
Brilliant man.
Brilliant.
And if you enjoy playing acoustic guitar in the James Taylor style, he figured something out about the acoustic guitar that most people do not know. I found it fascinating. I don't really play acoustic much. But over the years, he figured out that you cannot tune an acoustic guitar to standard tuning and have it the way that you want it. So he developed his own way of tuning the guitar. Yeah.
Where it helped him.
Where it's a little bit off. So when the stress of the wood and everything comes in, it comes into tune as you play it.
Number 3 hit in the land.
And now we're coming to the song that made you pick.
Well, in the 60s, they were known as Paul Revere and the Raiders.
And I know you like to quote this song frequently.
In the 70s, they were just the Raiders. We had the same battles back in the 70s that we have today. All the way wear shirt and tie.
How does that go, Stan?
Still part red man deep inside. You'll hear it coming up.
Took away our ways of life. Now, we were kids when this came out.
Yep.
But everyone among my peers thought this song was cool.
Yep.
It was tough.
Thought it was great.
Took away our native tongue. Taught their English to our young.
And who's singing this?
The Raiders.
Now, are they a Native American band?
No. And all the bees we made by hand
on our days made in Japan. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Japan can't be bothered with beads.
Cherokee
people!
There's the Raiders. That's Paul Revere there with the hat on.
Uh-huh. So proud to die.
reservation.
Here it is.
Shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe. Someday when they've learned, the Cherokee Nation will return, will return,
will return.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
You know, we talked about it last week before the disco era. The Bee Gees did have hits.
Yeah, and one of the worst songs ever written.
Number one this week in 1971.
Hard to believe they changed so radically between 71 and 74.
Yep.
Completely different band.
Yep.
I can think of younger days when living for my life.
That's that skinny one, not Maurice and not Andy. Who is
Robin?
Robin. This is Robin, lead singer.
I could never see.
And even when they broke up and were singing individually, he had to do this song. And then when they were together, the other had to step back, let him have the spotlight, because this was his song.
Can you stop the rain?
Oh, God. This is brutal.
Oh, yeah, there's Robin on the right with his wig on. Can you stop?
That's a wig?
Yes. Robin and Maurice were very bald.
I thought it was Morris.
Whatever.
How can you mend this broken man?
Hard to believe they're all brothers. It's like all the good stuff went to Barry.
Yeah.
Look at Barry.
Yeah.
Barry F. and Gibb. Total package.
And that is his hair.
Yep.
He didn't go bald.
Perfect teeth.
See, Morris had to wear a hat towards the end. And Robin went the way of the wig. It's true. But, oh, nobody could sing this song. It was only Robin that would sing this song.
Barry hit the genetic lottery, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, if you see him now, he's an old man. He's ragged. But he's the only one that survives. He just got knighted. He's now Sir...
Just now?
Yeah, Sir Barry Gibb. Yeah, just like this past year. With the sword and all that stuff. We're going to take a break.
God awful.
See, it doesn't bother me. This song doesn't bother me.
It bothers me.
I know. You like their disco stuff better.
Oh, yeah. Disco stuff is much, much better.
They were still, when Haney and I started working over in Melbourne, there he is today. They were still putting out hits. Remember when they had that album, One, in the late 80s?
What was on that?
One? That was their hit. I think it was like 87, 88, might have been 89. They were still putting out hits.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, it was a big hit. It was a comeback hit for them.
And it was called what?
One.
But did it go to number one?
I went to top 10 when it had been a long time since they had a hit.
Unfortunately, I don't know what album that was.
I think that was the title cut of their album, One.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Let me see if I remember
it. Okay, you had a minute to remember it.
Oh, it's not available. Never mind.
It's not available?
Nope.
Probably out of print. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Tell you right now, not enough. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to check traffic. Mark Haney in the news right now as we speak. Jeff Zito at Howell Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers doing a Q&A with Motionless and White lead singer Chris Motionless. Go on and see him and beer and wine and free stuff from the K-Rock pile. Haney, here's the song. I found it. Let me bring it up for you. This was the last Bee Gees big hit. We had to play it. See if you remember.
We played this hit music for the coast.
Yep. This was their big comeback. And this was the hit. Very 80s sounding. What hair?
What?
I can feel you by my side when you're not there.
The Bee Gees are back.
Love your jive talk. Yep.
Remember it?
Mm-hmm.
We had to play it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Let's get you updated on traffic. Enough's enough.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's see. These are all Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. We're also dealing with a Fort Myers crash. 11,000 block of Kelly Road right by Public Storage. Fort Myers crash, Edison Avenue and Cranford Avenue. And wouldn't you know it, hit and run. Fort Myers, 12,000 block of University Drive right there at University Park. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the news.
When are we checking in with Zito?
I don't think we have to.
Oh, we don't have to.
I don't think we do.
You sure?
I'm not 100% positive, but we've texted him, we've called him, and last break,
he said you don't have to talk to him.
We don't have to talk to him anymore. Let's just for the hell of it and see if he's... Are you there? No, he's not there. So we're good. Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Curault in New York. Eric Severide in Miami Beach. Charles Collingwood in London. George Herman in Washington. Marvin Kalb in Washington, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, and Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, August 6th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Attitudes about exercise have changed over the years.
Darn right they have.
A lot of people will tell you it's very healthy if you walk on a treadmill.
It is very. It helps the cardio.
So you're a pro treadmill?
If you want to lose weight, I'm not talking about building muscle so that you go become Mr. Olympia. If you want to lose weight, 45 minutes a day on a treadmill will take the weight off you. Now, you won't be in, like, tone shape. You'll lose weight.
No, I am proudly anti-treadmill.
I don't blame you. It's a hell of an existence.
Treadmills were invented in the early 1800s, Stan.
Really?
And they were invented for a specific purpose.
What?
To punish prisoners in England.
I wouldn't doubt it. That's why you got to have some kind of sport on TV or some music playing while you're doing this.
It's literally a torture device.
It's torture, yes! Drive you insane. But it's all for the good. Great card. Get that heart rate up.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes there's money to be made.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
That's the prisoners having to walk the treadmill. And they made them a bunch of them do it at the same time.
Yep.
And they didn't move on their own. You had to move them. You know, the band.
Yep.
It wasn't like a little motor that, you know, you set it at 6 and you made your own energy.
Yep.
As a torture device.
That's what they are.
But boy, I'll tell you, every one of them slim and trim.
A lot of them died.
Yep.
They were so slim and trim.
Well, they weren't getting the proper nutrition either. I don't think that they'd have a smoothie afterwards. You
no,
know, like
they
a protein
got,
shake.
They end up like Zito. They get nothing but slop. You know, there are those rare situations where there's money to be made by not doing something or not releasing right. something.
Oh, somebody wants to know, are these things you didn't know because you didn't say it?
No. No, it's an entirely it's a new segment called Untitled. Like, for instance.
Yes.
We've learned that the National Enquirer may have paid Playmate Karen McDougal $150,000 for her story
right.
of sleeping with Donald Trump and then did not publish it.
Yes.
Well, something similar happened in 1993. Nintendo bought the copies and the rights to a pornographic parody of Super Mario Brothers in 1993.
That was probably wild stuff right there.
And they paid a lot of money simply to stop it from ever being distributed. The film in question was cleverly titled Super Hornio Brothers. And Ron Jeremy played Hornio.
Of course. I thought he was a hedgehog.
Yep. Never saw the light. Well, he's an actor.
When we had him, he likes to say, wasn't it true? He was in the Star Wars movie. He did something with Star Wars. Oh, there he is. That's hilarious. Super Hornio Brothers, and there's Ron Jeremy. And
there's the hedgehog.
Yeah.
Some call him the warthog.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
Yeah.
There's always a hog involved.
Yeah. That's why it should have been like a Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
That would have made sense.
Well, yeah, he looks a lot more like a river pig.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite childhood memories is digging to China.
You've said that many times. Mm-hmm. You were going to try it.
Now, let's suppose that it worked.
Yeah.
And you created a hole going all the way through the earth,
yeah.
and then you fell in. How long would it take you to get to the other side?
If you were falling.
Yeah.
To get to the other side of the earth in China, if... Theoretically, you could dig
There's a hole in the earth. You fall in. It goes all the way through. How long before you hit the other side of the earth?
5 minutes.
38 minutes.
38 minutes.
It's a long time to think.
Yes, it is. We were thinking about that. We were talking about Joe Kittinger jumping out of that balloon last week. That took him a long time to fall.
Yeah, it did.
Like, but like through the center of the earth, he was at 100 and something, like 118 thousand feet.
Never forget those pictures where it's like pitch black outside.
Yeah, and you can see the curvature of the earth, and he's in a pressure suit and a gondola, and just jumps out.
And everything around him is just riddled with ice.
Yep.
When I say tinfoil hat, something comes to your mind, doesn't it?
A loony bin.
Well, where did tinfoil hats actually come from?
I don't know.
The idea for tinfoil hats came from a science fiction short story called The Tissue Culture King in 1927, and the main character uses a hat made out of tinfoil to block people from reading his mind. Who's laughing now?
Yeah, now you know. There's Kittinger jumping.
Yeah.
The guy did it a few years ago, went a few feet higher than Kittinger did. This was in like 1960 or 59 or something like that. He had a little string tied to his foot or tied to his pressure suit. National Geographic paid him. And when he jumped, it triggered the camera to watch him go and fall.
Mm-hmm. And tinfoil hats aside, if you want to be the one-eyed king in the land of the blind,
yeah,
look into a Faraday cage.
Okay. All right. Make a note of that.
You know, as the baby boomer generation retires, social norms are changing.
Indeed.
The staff at a nursing home in Germany panicked late Friday night when they realized two men had escaped. They notified the authorities, the search began, and the police located the two elderly gents at about 3 a.m. They had escaped from the nursing home to attend a concert, and not just any concert, the Wacken Open Air Festival in Schleswig-Holstein, Germany.
Rock on.
Which just so happens to be the world's largest heavy metal festival.
Oh, right on, right on.
This year's festival, great year.
Yeah.
Featuring Priest.
Ah!
And hundreds of other bands. The police say when they found the elderly gents, they were, quote, disoriented and dazed, but refused to leave. Unfortunately for them, the police forced them to go back to the home.
You want to go and get a perspective of that? Let's go back to Woodstock, 1969, July 1969. You're 25 years old. You're dropping acid at Woodstock. Today, in 2018, you'd be 74 years old. And chances are in a assisted living facility. Jump on the walls to go to a concert. Kick ass. 74. If you were 25 at Woodstock.
So you're telling me in less than 20 years you plan to be in a home?
If I could be in a home right now, I would. Do you remember a few years back we looked at that assisted living?
It really did seem ideal.
Where you have your own apartment,
yeah.
You have your own restaurant, your own store to go shopping in, 24-hour healthcare nurse come to your room every day. Who wouldn't want that even now?
See, the bitch with that is that by the time you need it, they won't let you in. So you got to get in early.
Get in early. Sign up early. Get in.
And get yourself a reputation that you're not a troublemaker.
Right.
You're not a bedwetter.
Nope.
And maybe they'll let you be.
And they'll let you take care of yourself because, you know, it's just assisted living. So it's like an apartment lifestyle. And they usually put it at a nice place on the water or in a resort area. Downstairs in the lobby, your own grocery store, your own restaurant, doctor and nurse care. Around the clock, you just hit a button in your room and they're there for you. There's people your own age, lots of fun and games.
Like what? Like what kind of games?
I'm sure they have a pool and they have water aerobics.
Shuffleboard?
And stuff. Shuffleboard and darts.
Because I want to get into shuffleboard.
A couple of pool tables. Bocce ball, maybe. It's the life. If I could do it now, I would.
See, I've held off on shuffleboard because I feel like You got to save something.
Oh, yeah.
For later.
Yeah. Something new.
Yeah. I see these old guys playing shuffleboard like pros.
Yeah.
I think
come on.
One day.
Yeah, one day. You haven't even started your shuffleboard career yet. Wait till you come on the scene. All these guys have been playing it for years. Already their skills, you know, failing.
Mm-hmm.
You go and kick some ass. You'd be a shuffleboard champion. Right in your prime.
Yep, the man. Shot caller. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
See this? Already the haters are out there, the naysayers. Absolute Law text line. Have you guys looked into the price of that?
Oh yeah. It's sky high.
They'll take every last penny from you. Good. What am I got to go? Yeah, just here, go ahead. What do you got? As long as I can live my reclining years in luxury.
It's not what you think, man.
You know, where I can go and have.
It's not what you think.
What?
No.
I'm not going to resort to calling a place for mom, okay?
No, you're thinking it's all fun and games and nothing but shuffleboard and mimosas. But when you wake up in a black eye, with a black eye because you sassed that Haitian lady.
Right. That's right. It happens.
She runs the place. Yeah.
What happened to Pa? Why has he got a black eye?
He fell.
Yep.
What happened to Pa's ring? He's had that for 50 years.
Yep.
You calling me a thief?
Yep. Pull some gold teeth.
Yep. Sorry about that, folks. Not pleasant.
No.
We can put it off for another day.
Yep. Not now. This isn't the time or place.
Not yet.
No.
It's coming.
Yep.
A place for Stan. Hi, I'm Joan London. What do you do with a Stan?
Yeah. Call this 1-800 number. They'll tell you.
A place for Stan. Yeah.
It's called the state facility. And that ain't no fun.
Yeah. We need some place with like a horse track and a casino.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
But they make it so you can't afford it.
Yeah.
The people that can afford that, if they're well enough, they can afford a friggin' mansion.
Yep. Have somebody come there and take care of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
There is a newspaper in Missouri called the Laclede County Record, and they've had a lot of controversy because of one simple typo. They're still explaining. They ran an ad for a county commissioner candidate, and what they meant to say was his biggest assets are his people. They forgot the T, so it reads the county commissioner candidate, his biggest asses are his people.
That's hard. That's hard hitting right there.
They issued a lengthy apology on F-Book Saturday and blamed it on the fact that writing asses instead of assets is, quote, an error spell check won't catch.
What? Spell check.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were counting on, it bit them again.
Old newspaper men back in the day didn't have spell check. Oh, and by the way, I know you asked me this off the air, or you might have asked, does that computer even work anymore? Because we used to
that
have
that monitor,
The chief engineer took off the pictures because he thought, although not accurately, he thought that's what was kicking the computer off, not the air conditioning. It was showing pictures of pretty girls. So he took it out. He took the program out. So now you just have the Windows flag.
So... This is on a hunch.
Yep. He said a pretty strong hunch. So it works just fine. You saw pictures popping up. But the rotating montage of pictures it was taken out. That's why we're getting knocked off.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever makes you feel better.
Yep. Just thought I'd pass that along.
There are so many stories, and whether they admit it or not, you just know the story originated with the phrase, hold my beer.
Yep.
A 32-year-old gent in Ontario, Canada, was out with his a-hole buddies at the bar last week. He wanted to drive, insisted he was fine, but his friends were pretty sure he was drunk. Well, there's nothing like a bar bet, is there?
Yeah.
Because he was absolutely convinced he wasn't drunk. They were absolutely convinced he was. You got to have some sort of arbitration there.
Yep.
Who gets the final word? Well, he did the only thing he could do.
What?
He hauled his drunk ass out to the car and drove to the nearest police station to request a breathalyzer to prove to his idiot friends he was fine to drive.
Yep, he showed them.
Now, I don't want to beat up on this guy.
Yeah.
But the fact that that seemed like a good idea should tell you maybe they're right.
It's a little tip off.
The police were more than happy to give the man the voluntary breathalyzer, which revealed he was 1.5 times the legal limit. He was immediately arrested.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Police in Yakima, Washington, couldn't help but notice 32-year-old Marlo Olney blow through a stop sign last Wednesday. And then they attempted to pull him over to give him a ticket, but he refused to stop. Turned into a dangerous high-speed chase right in the middle of a residential area. He refused to even slow down until he finally lost control and crashed into an abandoned house. Once the car was clearly inoperable, he took off on foot, but they quickly caught up to him. And, you know, when you run from the police, crash your car, take off on foot, they're going to have questions for you.
Oh, yeah, a few.
Like, what the hell are you thinking? Why are you running? He said he regretted running, but he had no choice. Because he was right in the middle of an emergency bathroom situation. And we're not talking about number one here, folks.
Oh, the deuce.
When he realized this didn't have the impact he was looking for with the police, because they were just as angry, even sure, after he explained himself, he also decided to throw in, well, yeah, and that, and I couldn't stop because my car doesn't have brakes.
Jeez, look at him.
They didn't buy his excuses. He was arrested, and no word on how long he had to wait before he finally got use of a bathroom.
Now look at him. He's all slack-jawed. And
yep.
he's a mess.
Lost to the world.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Monday, August 6th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Thank you, Mark. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, a place for Stan.
Hi, I'm Joan London. Then I'm David Hartman.
Whatever happened to him? Is he dead?
No.
He's not?
No, he just had enough.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
I think his last public statement was, look, folks, it's an eminence front. It's put on.
I think he's dead.
I don't think so. David Hartman.
David Hartman. He used to be
the host
of Good Morning America. With Joan London.
I'm David Hartman.
And he had all snaggle teeth.
Yep.
And people, America loved him.
Yep. And now he's the spokesman for A Place for Stan.
It is not yet. See, he's dead.
No, he's not.
He's alive. He is.
He's alive, and he's pissed off and looking for you, pal.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Told me he'd rip off your head.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock. You still have a few minutes to go see Jeff Zito. He's hanging out at Howl Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers. Probably right smack dab in the middle of that Q&A. With Motionless and White lead singer Chris Motionless. Got beer and wine, stuff from the K-Rock pile. Go on down and see him. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's start with a couple in Fort Myers. We got a crash, Cleveland Avenue and Daniels Parkway. Also, Fort Myers crash, Colonial Boulevard and Challenger Boulevard. One more for you. It's in Bonita. Crash, Hunter's Ridge Boulevard and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And you are up to date.
Oh, that is not correct.
What are you looking for?
That is not correct. Sorry about that. Try this. There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree.
Yeah.
Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me, I fear you'll find the love is lovely lemon
everybody.
Tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the holy lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Beneath the lemon tree one day, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky. We passed the summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me.
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet.
Yes.
But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day she left without a word. She took away the sun. And in the dark she left behind. I knew what she had done.
Uh-huh.
She left me for another. It's a common tale, but true. Said a tale, but wiser now, I sing this song for you.
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet.
But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible.
season.
Yes,
yes, it is.
But the fruit of the poor
can lure you into thinking, but surprise.
Another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
He gets mad at me because I like to joke immediately after sex. Like, I've never believed that there needs to be, like, a gentle gazing period after sex. I feel like sex is done and now it's joke time. I like to throw change on a man after sex. That's very funny to me personally. I just like to take some coins and sort of toss them. And say something like, shh, less is more out of you, okay? Go out and buy yourself something special. Because you're worth it. It's just a funny time period after sex to me. Like, you just did these series of ridiculous things together. And now you're just laying there, and it makes me laugh. Like, men, their bodies were important. Like, 20 minutes ago, they had these powerful sexual bodies. And now they're just running those flaccid post-sex man errands around the room and grabbing washcloths. There's no dumber time in life than the local errands that suddenly need to be run after sex. Just turn these passionate moments just turn into stupid naked fetching.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. This is the Stan and Haney program, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this.
Hello?
Woo!
Woo! All right, let me tell you. Let me tell you, it was back in the day. All right.
Damn right. What's going on? Right on.
Hell yeah.
Am I on the air?
Yes,
hell yeah.
Are. Hell yeah. You're pretty proud pretty proud of yourself, aren't
Stoked.
You?
Stoked.
No, man, what's up, dude? Why are you ragging on me like this,
How
man?
About
you
being prepared the next time you do a radio show?
I am so stoked, Dave.
So stoked. How many times are you going to say that? Gave me the keys to the place, huh? You had Roger Marley looking over your shoulder most of the night, and you couldn't even take a phone call. Laughter. What would we do? What would we do without it? It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Aww.
McDonald's is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Big Mac.
Aww. Beautiful thing.
And do you know the Big Mac was not a corporate thing? It came from a McDonald's franchisee, I think around the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, man, we got to do the Big Mac. And they fought him for years. Finally, they gave it a try, and it was a big hit. And guess what?
What?
He never saw a dime.
Probably not. All went to Ray Kroc.
And not only did he invent the Big Mac,
yeah,
the same franchisee is responsible for McDonald's serving breakfast. He invented hotcakes and sausage.
Woo!
Never saw a dime.
Never saw a dime. Right on, right on.
Stoked. But I got to tell you, man.
Yeah.
Today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about the Big Mac.
Top things you didn't know about the Big Mac.
I know you can do it, Stan.
Yeah.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I knew it. Each Big Mac is made with two beef patties that weigh 1.6 ounces each. Now, if you want to compare that to something...
Yeah.
It'd be about like the Olsen twins. As the special ladies in my life have learned, treating your girlfriend to a Big Mac is the number one way to have the most depressing Valentine's ever. It's It's the most popular thing you can get at McDonald's, other than a bathroom tuggy from a tweaker. You see, there was another big McDonald's fight.
Yes, there was. I saw it.
It's becoming more and more common.
Guy in the Chicago Bulls jersey getting a little aggressive.
Yep. There is actually, not a lot of people know this, there is a vegetarian version of the Big Mac designed specifically for people who enjoy things that are terrible.
One guy.
It's Chris Christie's favorite between snack meals.
Yep.
If you already knew this year was the Big Mac's 50th anniversary, you're probably overweight.
Love it.
And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about the Big Mac.
Yes.
What is it that makes the special sauce special? Well, that would be how fast it runs through your intestines.
Oh, my God.
And that, my friend, is before long.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
That's it.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.